reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute. And when the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the crowds were amazed. Some of them said, "By the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will not stand, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoil. Whoever is not with me is against me. Whoever does not gather with me scatters." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
First two readings today focus on that reality that we have to confront in ourselves and on others, of stiffening our necks, hardening our hearts, turning our back to the Lord and on the Lord. Didn't just happen at the time of the prophet Jeremiah. God was describing that it was a response that happened with almost every prophet. They obeyed not. They didn't pay heed. They walked in the hardness of their evil hearts and turn their backs to me. Say to them, this is the nation that doesn't listen. The responsorial psalm described what was going on with the Israelites in the desert. When at Meribah and Massah, they challenged the Lord and provoked him. And God, through the psalmist, cries out, "Oh, today that you would hear his voice, and harden not your hearts like those at Meribah did." Perhaps one of the greatest illustrations in the gospel of that hardening of the heart, the stiffening of the neck, the turning of the back to the Lord, occurs today in the gospel. When Jesus casts out a demon, casts out the power of the evil one that had been subjugating one of their citizens where they were. What was their response? He drives out the devils by the power of the devil. And immediately after that exorcism, somebody cries out, "Give us a sign," as if there could be a greater sign of who Jesus was. But this is the way a hardened heart, a stiffened neck, and what that stiffened neck points to, a dulled brain, acts like. Oh, it must be by the devil he casts out the devil. And Jesus, with his response about a kingdom divided, showed how idiotic that statement was. But they were led to idiocy. We need, first, to recognize that sometimes we will rationalize in the same way that those in the desert did. Okay, Lord, you just freed us by the 10 plagues. You don't really care about us because we don't have any food right now. And even after the manna, even after the quails, even after water came from a rock, they continued with that stiff neck and the hardened heart. We can be like those at the time of the prophet Jeremiah who were rejecting all the prophets. We can be the same way, where we start to deconstruct what the Lord himself is asking when we don't really want to walk in his ways, but instead be in charge. We need to note that reality, that we'll even say that the best things of all come from the devil. A guy like Christopher Hitchens can say, Mother Teresa was evil because she was just doing all that she did to satisfy her own ego. That the best light can become darkness to those who are so spiritually blind. That's the first part. But the second part, Jesus comes and he says, essentially, there's no competition between me and the devil. If you think the devil is strong, here's the analogy. Eventually a stronger man comes, binds him, and divides his spoils. Jesus is that stronger man. He is the one who has defeated the devil once and for all, and therefore we have nothing to be afraid of the devil. The only thing we really need to fear is caving into the devil, leaving Christ, turning our back on Christ, and turning our face toward the devil. The key for us, which is the whole process of Lent, is to do what we heard Christ say to us through a minister on Ash Wednesday, to turn our back on sin, to turn our back on the devil, and believe, which doesn't mean just buy some concepts, but trust in and walk in the gospel. On the first Sunday of Advent, the first Sunday of Lent, Jesus battled the devil in the desert. All the categories of temptations that we can suffer, Jesus suffered. But he responded to the devil in such a way that he triumphed, knowing that we are called to live on every word that comes from God's lips, especially the words today. Second, that we are to seek not control over others, dominion by the power of the devil, but to seek to serve God and to serve others. And third, that we are not to tempt the Lord our God by presumptuous behavior, doing something wrong and then wanting the Lord himself to come in and intervene. This is the way the devil tries to work, to get us to disorder our relationship with God, with others, and with ourselves. As we come forward today to receive in Holy Communion the stronger man, Jesus himself, we know that he wishes to strengthen us in the inner man, as St. Paul says. Let us give him full permission to do so, and then together with him, let us go out to try to help those who are under the power of Beelzebub come into the kingdom of the Lord. That's what Jesus was saying at the end of today's gospel. That to be truly with him and outside of the power of the evil one, we must gather with him. And today as you go outside, remember that the fields are white for the harvest.